It's the Joe and Alex Show.
Who cares about this garbage?
Kim Kardashian and Kanye West brought in some help to save their neighborhood from the devastating Woolsey wildfire. They hired a private team of firefighters. Now,
Where do you get those at?
I know. I'm like, I didn't know this was possible. We can hire private teams of firefighters. Can you hire private police?
Are these like strippers kind of like, oh, hey, the firefighter's here. Let me put it out with my hose.
No, they were real firefighters. I've literally never heard of this, but apparently in California, a lot of celebrities have private firefighters that they like hire through their insurance or something. And a lot of celebrities' homes were saved because those firefighters specifically stayed outside of their houses to guard their houses and, like, I guess put water on the fire. I don't know.
That's incredible.
So they hired this team. The fire started to creep up on Kim and Kanye's Hidden Hills mansion Friday after a mandatory evacuation of that area. Their house sits at the end of a cul-de-sac and borders a field, which means if their place went up in flames, it would start a domino effect on the whole neighborhood. So because of that, Kim and Kanye hired a private team to battle the flames on their property. They were armed with hoses and tirelessly dug ditches to create a fire break. Ultimately, they successfully saved their $60 million house and all the other houses on the block. Neighbors are thanking Kim and Kanye for putting that team on the front lines and saving all their houses. I mean, it sounds extra, but if your home was on the line and you had the money, wouldn't you pay for it?
Oh, for sure. But I wonder how much that cost, Alex.
I don't know, man. I guess there really is no price that, you know, you pay, I guess, or there's no price too high, I guess I should say, for, you know, saving your house and other people's houses. While performing at a music festival in California over the weekend, Jaden Smith, Will, and Jada Pinkett Smith's son suddenly announced on stage that Tyler, the Creator, the rapper, is his boyfriend.
Tyler, the Creator, is in the world, and I love him so much. And I want to tell you guys something. I want to tell you, Tyler doesn't want to say, but Tyler's my boyfriend, and he's been my boyfriend my whole life. Tyler, the Creator, is my boyfriend.
I'm really surprised by that, but also not.
Wait, so is he his boyfriend? Or it's like, Porkchop's my boyfriend. Like, he's my friend that's a boy.
I don't know. I think he meant dating. Just the way he said that, because he was like, he doesn't want to say it. Which also, then I'm like, wait, if he doesn't want to say it, then why are you saying it? So that was confusing to me.
Well,
the whole thing is confusing.
I think, like a lot of relationships I've been in with girls, like, they wouldn't say that I was their boyfriend, but I was like, she's my girlfriend!
Yeah, that's what I'm wondering, is like, does Tyler not want to be in that relationship, or he's trying to get out of it, and so now Jaden is, like, you know, calling him out anyway, I don't know.
New phone, who dis?
Lorde called out Kid Cudi and Kanye West for allegedly stealing her idea to perform in a floating glass box, which is something she did before Kid Cudi and Kanye. She posted photos of her Instagram story yesterday displaying her floating glass box stage design along with the one Kid Cudi and Kanye used during their Camp Flog Nah performance in LA. They're almost identical, and she captioned one of her photos saying, I'm proud of the work I do, and it's flattering when other artists feel inspired by it to the extent that they choose to try it on themselves, but don't steal, not from women or anyone else, not in 2018 or ever. I'm pretty sure stealing intellectual ideas and stuff like sucked before 2018 and sucks now. I don't know what 2018 has to do with it, but yeah, I mean, if she came up with that idea, there was a lot of drama. I don't know if you remember this a few years ago with Katy Perry supposedly stealing a lot of things from Lady Gaga, and Lady Gaga kind of called her out on Twitter because it was when Katy Perry had Dark Horse come out and the music video and stuff for that.
Yep.
And so Lady Gaga was like, oh, I guess it's cool to use like big fake horses and stuff like that now in your music videos.
Well, if Lady Gaga's calling people out, okay, I was the first person ever to put meat on my body, so I don't want to hear about calling people out and taking other ideas, Lady Gaga.
And Pink announced yesterday that Julia Michaels is going to join her 2019 Beautiful Trauma World Tour as a special guest. The Beautiful Trauma Tour originally kicked off in March of 2018, running all the way into October, and now it's going to return for its second leg exactly 1 year later in March 2019. Michaels found success with her top 20 Billboard Hot 100 hit Issues, as well as writing songs Sorry for Justin Bieber. I did not know this. She also wrote Hands to Myself for Selena Gomez and a bunch more. So that's always fun to me when an artist is successful for their own song, but then you find out they've written like all these other songs that you know and love.
Oh, yeah, so you're like, wow, like they are a really good writer.
Yeah, so that'll be super fun for Pink on her tour if you're planning on going to that. I'm sure that we will have tickets closer to when those shows are announced.
All right, that is the garbage on the Joe and Alex Show.